never know where he's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
Award-winning Forbes Africa Entertainer of the Year and Africa's number one female DJ on the show this very afternoon. And Miss, people are watching for all over. DJ Zintle is with us. And these days, CEO of a company, Boulevard Nectar Rosé. Is this a sparkling wine? Is it a champagne?
It's a sparkling wine.
Is it from France?
It is from France.
Is it delicious? We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. You're going to have to take us through what it tastes like.
It is super delicious, but you'll find out soon.
Does it taste like grapes? Or?
It tastes like a celebration.
Oh, that's good. That's a good selling point. It's like a celebration. Mm. Is it expensive?
Expensive is relative, right?
Yes.
It's 199. It retails at 199.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
It's a very good price point.
You can swap the JC on the table.
Please.
At the wedding.
Immediately. With immediate effect. Let the JC rest.
But I need to see what what does the bottle look like? The bottle always sells it to me.
The bottle. And you know what? I thought I'm going to radio. It's COVID. It's just, you know. Mm. But it's beautiful. I love the bottle. It's a beautiful bottle.
So now, so you're CEO now of the company?
Yeah.
Are they French?
No. No.
Are they local?
Yes.
From Joburg or from where?
Cape Town.
And they phoned you up and they said, we want you to be CEO.
They phoned me up and they said, we want to work on you, work with you on the brand. And I said, let's do it.
Clever people.
Very clever people.
Very, very.
Thank you.
I think Zintle's got like, well, you've got like, what is it, like 3 million followers on Twitter? How many? How many followers do you have?
You wouldn't know because you don't follow me.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm an old man. I'm, you know. You know how it works in South Africa.
Plenty of old people on Twitter. Trump is old.
Yeah, but...
No, okay, I'm not saying Trump is old, as old as you are. I'm just saying Trump is old.
You
look very young.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, yes, yeah. It's the lighting here. You should see from the back this hole here.
So those cameras have a different view.
I asked them to move them, but they refused to. Listen, I love the fact that... Uh-huh. I was just saying to... we're just skittering about you, gossiping about you there. Mm-hmm. You deal with it myself. It's what we do, you know, halfway through the show, we talk about people, about the guests.
Yeah, it's nice sometimes.
And he said to me, yeah, you know, Zintle has been DJing forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get the years right. How long has it been?
16 years.
Yes. 16 years you've been around. But you've done well for yourself, lady.
Thank you very much.
You've done well. You've come a long way.
Yes, I have. Thank you.
And I look at your little beautiful, beautiful child and how she has this inspirational mother now, and that's obviously part of this now.
It's a big part of it. I think if I didn't have a kid, I'd just be somewhere, I don't know, just doing my own thing, buying, I don't know, clothes, irresponsible things, I don't know, like just wilding out. But now I have to just take care of someone and make sure that they're okay. So I nearly brought her here, but she's a lot. Sometimes I appreciate the break.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what has changed for you? How are you different?
How am I different since I became a mom?
And this is clear from 5 years ago.
5 years ago before I had a kid. I can't say I'm more responsible, but I'm just more organized because now I have to organize someone else's life. I work 20,000 times harder than I ever did because I have to take care of someone. But I think just as a mom, and I think all moms will agree, like, it just makes you more appreciative of life. I love my family more now that I have a kid, and I appreciate her hanging out with her cousins and with the family. So she's just made my life a little bit more warm than it was before.
So what mistakes do you not want her to repeat?
I don't want her to worry about people's opinions. I don't want her to... not know what her passion is until it's too late. Like, I'm lucky because my passion found me, but before then I had no clue what I was going to do with my life, and I'm not even lying to you, I was a kid worrying about my future, thinking, what am I going to do when I grow up? And it's just because of where I was, there was no exposure to the world, So I wanted to be exposed to the world. I wanted to know what she likes. I wanted to go after what she wants to do.
Wow, beautiful.
What's 16 with this music?
No, we just, it's like a trance kind of.
Now I'm just like,
it's the chill room.
I'm starting to speak like this.
Yeah,
it's, like, music is
all, it's weird. We all go deeper.
It's like massage stuff. Like,
yeah. But the ladies are going to come in just now and just massage our shoulders.
Oh, thank God. It makes sense.
Ooh. Don't you like it? It's like trancey. It's like children vibes.
I like it, but it's just making me speak differently. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you're just controlling your guests.
That's
just
it. It's hypnotic. Yeah.
Right? I'm worried.
How would you speak if it was I'm a piano playing?
Right? Listen here.
Like, yay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna give us another 5 minutes and all the secrets are going to come out. Everything.
Okay.
And reveal all is in here this afternoon. Listen, Lockenville.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids are still around. They're not kids anymore. They're married. They're good kids.
They're married, handsome, old people now.
I see. They actually look more like Charlie Chaplin now, the two of them.
Mm.
You know, their family. So here's you with them.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Miracles. Do you want us to up the vibe or, like, with the music in the back? Or let's do the chill thing. It's like... Choose, what is tonight? Wednesday night?
Wednesday night,
yeah.
Is it because I didn't bring the bottle?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.